I did something really, really bad today. Okay. Here goes. 3 years? Yeah, that's about how long we've been neighbors. But we never really met before as neighbors, or even as friends. We just didn't know each other. I was still really curious about you. Ever since the first time I saw you, I'd see you sunbathing on the patio, walking into the house with armfuls of shopping bags, reading in the shade on your front lawn. It's silly, right? I should have introduced myself a long time ago. But when I saw that for sale sign pop up on your front lawn a few weeks back, I got really self-conscious and convinced myself you were leaving because I wasn't a better neighbor to you. Still, I wanted to meet you, to be a friend to you, and to come clean about my attraction to you. You had an open house today. It was probably too early for me to show up, but I think my curiosity got the best of me again. I walked across my lawn, then yours, up the steps to your front door. I looked for you, wondering if you'd see me. But you weren't home. Nobody was, actually. And so for a few minutes, it would only be me. The first thing I noticed when I opened the door was the smell. I was breathing you in. It was everywhere, like when you tuck your nose into the corner of a shoulder. That warm skin smell gave me chills at the base of my neck. And then I saw a picture of you in the living room, next to the couch. Your eyes were bright. Your smile was breathtaking. It was absolutely perfect. But it was not my life. Not yet, at least. I wandered, not too fast, through the living room, into your dining room, and then your kitchen, making mental notes when I could. I wondered what kinds of things would have happened if we would have cooked together. Who would have cleaned out the fridge? Who would have put the dishes away? I walked down the hall towards the bathroom. My mind imagined the hum of the shower running. I thought about you a lot in that shower, in my shower. The temperature of the water, how your hair changed color when it was wet, the smell of your soap clinging to your skin. I think about the way your hands lingered and wandered and found yourself helplessly lost in the same fantasy as me, over and over and over again. But now, the house was quiet. I turned the corner to walk into your bedroom. This room, this is where I smelled you the most. I walked over to the other side of the bed, and with my index finger, I lifted a thin line of dust from the top of your headboard. I looked for some sign that you had been happy here. I tried remembering that smile from the picture in the living room. Almost autonomously, I laid myself down on the mattress on top of the covers, staring up at the same ceiling you did for 3 years. This is where my mind got the fuzziest. I began to imagine how we would have fallen asleep together, how our bodies would have felt next to each other. the nighttime light coming in from the windows as we kissed, the shadows of our bodies under the covers as we made love, as we came with each other, for each other. But now, the house was quiet. As I laid in your bed, fantasizing about all the ways I wanted to have you, I started touching myself, innocently, through my clothes. I think I was trying to remind myself that this feeling, this connection is real. And I decided then that I wouldn't be shy about my intentions with you anymore. I wondered, as I teased myself more and more, would you stop me if you saw me right now? Would you understand? Would you let me keep going? Then I heard the front door click open and I jumped up. I was struggling to breathe. But I craved you. I still didn't know who was in the house, but I just needed something. I needed to take something of yours to make it mine. Whether or not you ever knew about it, I just couldn't help myself. I just had to. So I walked over to your dresser, opened the drawer second from the top, like I knew exactly what would be inside. I ran my hands through the bundles of underwear there. Then I heard footsteps approaching the hallway, so I grabbed a pair and quickly fished it into my pocket. I think it really scared the realtor. I said, "Sorry, just looking around," and then rushed out the door and ran back home. And when I shut the door behind me, I opened my hand and just stared at your underwear for a moment. I fantasized about when you'd worn these last, if they were clean, what you were doing or undoing when you took them off. I brought them up to my nose, smooth fabric against my lips, and just inhaled you. Took you deep into my lungs. I felt wrong for taking them. I had no right, but I was so turned on by that smell. My mind can never resist playing out that fantasy, and I found myself gripping the elastic with my teeth while I fumbled with my pants, sliding them off, taking control. I had chickened out in real life, but in this moment, I had you all to myself, and I still wanted more. The saliva from my mouth made your underwear moist on my lips, so I snapped them down, started rubbing them against me, wishing you were still in them, wishing you could feel how close it brings me. How close it's brought me. Right now. I'm coming over later. I'm finally gonna tell you how I feel. I know the words I wanna say. I'm gonna put my arms around you. Look in your eyes. That smile from the picture. Oh, listen, I'll say. Don't go. Please. Stay. Stay with me. Share this with me. together. You and me. I need you. I need this. I need it. So bad. Oh, this is so bad. So bad. Oh, so bad. Oh, oh, I can't stop. Oh, please. Oh, 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 I did something really, really bad today. Whew. Okay. Here goes.